Hello, and welcome to another mini-sode of My Streaming Bubble, the podcast where I talk about the shows I love with the people I tolerate. I'm your TV watching and talking host, Jen, and today's mini-bubble was actually planned out. No fooling. It was planned out like a week ago, but it was still planned, and it still counts as a planned episode and not a last-minute one. It does. Anyway, another movie I haven't seen and I know very little about is J-Law's Mother. I mean, Mother! There's an exclamation point at the end. And I thought, what better episode to post on Mother's Day than a mini-sode of the movie Mother? I mean, Mother! Oh, shit. Mommy Dearest would have worked too, so God damn it! Anyway, like I said, I don't know anything about this movie. I know J-Law's in it. I've got our Jennifer Lawrence. I've got it pulled up and ready to hit play on the TV downstairs. And now I see that Javier Bardem is in it, Ed Harris. Oh, Michelle Pfeiffer. I didn't know that. Y'all need to tell me these things so I can watch these movies a little earlier. This movie's from 2017. And it's, yeah, I don't know anything about it. So if I had to guess what this movie is about, I'm going to guess, a classic abusive mother relationship, like relationship with an abusive mother, something complicated like that, maybe some generational abuse / trauma. So maybe J-Law was the daughter that had like an abusive mother, and now maybe she becomes the abusive mother or something, because, you know, cycles continue unless effort is put in to break them. Or maybe another culty one? Yeah, where like mother is like the lead of the cult. Like the May Queen or whatever. The Mother Queen. Ooh. But yeah, that's kind of all I really have to guess. I seriously know nothing about this movie, but I kind of get the impression that I get a little bit of, I kind of feel like maybe this movie is a bit divisive in the movie world with fans, not necessarily the critics, but just, you know, movie nerds. Obviously, I don't know why, but it kind of almost feels like the impression that I get is that you're kind of one or the other. You either love this movie, like really like it, or you're just kind of like, no, this was stupid. And I decided that I wanted to be part of that conversation too. I wanted to have opinions and loud and share them and scream them into the void like everybody else. I want to play. So that's why I'm here. That's why I'm back in the pod basement in front of this old ass TV that is pretty sure it's on its last legs because it was doing some weird shit the other day after I finished watching one of the recent mini bubbles. It wasn't Midsommar. It wasn't Totally Killer. It was the one before Midsommar, whichever one that was. I don't remember right now. Anyway, wow. All right. Enough of my insane ramblings. I'm going to go ahead and hit play on this bitch. There is a thunderstorm going on. And so with me being in the basement and everything, like, might hear some of the rain or some of the thunder, and, you know, there's literally nothing I can do about that. So, all right. Okay, so the little synopsis on my TV screen here says, a couple's relationship is tested when uninvited guests arrive at their home, disrupting their tranquil existence. So the mom, right, is the uninvited guest. And, yeah, maybe she's, like, super abusive and she's going to go in there and, assuming Jennifer Lawrence is not the mother type, assuming she's the, oh, I bet Michelle Pfeiffer's the mother, right? Anyway, hit and play. The font is pretty. So here we have Burning Woman again. I love the exclamation point at the end. Javier Bardem is one handsome fella. That's all I'm going to say about that. You know, when my hair was longer and I would try and sleep with it in a braid, it did not look that nice. Like, it looked like there was an attempt made at braiding hair and then just gave up. So J-Law's character is married to Javier Bardem? See, I was thinking it was going to be like Javier and Michelle Pfeiffer were going to be the parents or the uninvited guests. So already I'm wrong. Did she just have a flashback memory of being in the womb? My stomach's growling. I don't know if that's coming through or not, but what is she doing? She mixing, is it paint she's mixing? Speckle? Or speckling? Is she trying to recreate the color of, like, the womb vision? Does she keep having that? Let me keep asking questions and I'm, like, 5 minutes in. I did notice that this movie is 2 hours long. And that's fine. But I kind of needed to, like, pick up its pace a little bit. It doesn't need to feel like it's 2 hours long. So Javier seems way too excited to have Ed Harris in the house. She seems like she's medicated. She seems very, like, detached, floaty. And Ed Harris's character seems uncomfortable. Like, he saw her and was like, ugh, I think I need to go. See, she's starting to look all spacey and panicky. Oh, now she's dropping shit. Huh. And now she's fine. She breathed through whatever little episode she was going through. It's a very just like unsettling vibe with this, the J-Law and Javier. I don't even know what their names are yet. I mean, not that that matters. Do I ever really know the character names? So I know it's an old house and everything, but like when she was mixing the spackle color or whatever, she looked like she had like powder, like dye, in old little like kind of apothecary jars and an old kind of like apothecary box. And then now in this creepy ass basement, why the furnace just turned on, no one knows, and that's not okay. But she pulls the linens out of, like, this old trunk. You're telling me in that gigantic-ass house there isn't a fucking linen closet? There's shelves right there! There's drawers! Oh, no, that's one of those, like, pull-out hideaway bed couch thingies that I always wanted. My parents were like, no, you can't have it. We don't need it. I was like, meh. I'm so, like, never get what I want. Anyway. That is a cool chunk of glass. Stone or whatever it is. Uh-oh. Did Javier poison him? Did Javier just poison Ed Harris? I think Ed Harris's character... I had a name, but I don't remember what it was because I was trying to look up the other characters' names. Also, my biggest issue right now is my subtitles aren't working and I can't hear my movie without my subtitles. Well, that was passive aggressive, all pushing the lighter off the counter like that. What's going on with her? So Ed Harris is all fucked up. He drank too much, according to Javier. But... like, there was, like, a weird thing on his side. Why was he naked? What the fuck is that she's drinking? That shit don't look like no Crystal Light. Why was it in that old, weird, old-timey bottle? Don't drink that! What the fuck? All right, in rereading the synopsis, a couple's relationship is tested when uninvited guests arrive at their home, disrupting their tranquil existence. Like... what relationship? They don't seem like a lovey-dovey couple. There's just something very off with him. And something just so subdued and submissive about her. Oh, Jesus, Ed Harris. And is their existence, like, tranquil? I guess it is in the sense that it's, like, quiet, solitude-y. Not really what I would imagine as a tranquil existence. Bit more happiness, harmonious, lovey-dovey. Shit is getting weird. Hey, Michelle Pfeiffer. Oh, okay. So Michelle Pfeiffer is not her mom, and she's Ed Harris's better half, he said. God, I love Michelle Pfeiffer. Even just the way she's sitting on that couch drinking the lemonade. Ugh, I love her so much. Anyway, I just had to get that out. The way that she thanked her for their hospitality and her husband's generosity was weird. It's dark. Just like a total shift in her. I love it. She's great. God, sorry. That's probably going to continue to happen. I love how absolutely, like, nosy she is. Say it. It's not any of your business, but I love it so much. Ew. What is that? Ew. Ew. Ah! Oh! Oh, no! What the fuck? Oh, uh-uh. That came out of somebody. That's not okay. Oh, they broke the crystal thingy. Uh-oh. So Ed Harris is a crazy dying fan who just broke Javier's super special magical crystal thingy. Oh, shit. Damn, dude. My God. Oh, just like clutching those shards. Uh-uh. Oh, man. Fuck that. Now, what the fuck are they doing? The illusion is breaking because the crystal thingy broke. She goes drinking that weird powder shit. Damn. Wow. Michelle's attitude certainly changed. Who's this fucking guy? Who the fuck are you? What are any of us doing here? What do you mean by that? What the fuck? Oh my God, what the fuck? Their family bullshit just bursting through their front door. Fuck that. Get the fuck out of my house. What? No, you need to get the fuck out of the house. Oh, shit. Holy shit. Just fucking pure anarchy. Oh, my God. Dude just threw a chair at his brother. Like, I mean, dude spit in his face, but like, what the fuck is happening? Oh, shit. Oh, shit. No. Oh, fuck. Oh. Oh, my God. I think you're going to need more than fucking towels. It's a pretty cool looking house, actually. It's like a really cool looking house. No, though, I don't think those are womb visions. I think that thing kind of looked like the gross thing in the toilet. And Javier's crystal, I think, was clearly more than just a shiny, pretty object. Oh, what is happening to the floor now? Thinking now the crystal has something to do with like creating this kind of like reality, this world. Because the way the movie opened, I thought it was just, oh my God. Bloody light bulb, exploding bloody light bulbs. What the fuck? Ew. That's really gross. Oh, there's a little doorway there, huh? But yeah, the way the movie opened with Javier and the crystal and it kind of goes through and seems to like restore an old rundown house. I thought that's just how the movie was opening to tell the story. It's kind of cool looking and everything, like a flashbacky way. Like he was remembering or something. But it's clearly more than that. Because at one point when she was running through the house, the floorboards were kind of decaying. And now all this weird shit is happening with the floor and the light bulb and this false wall and this huge, I don't know, murder room. Ew, what, a frog? What? The plot thickens. And then there's this whole card thing, picture of Javier, and this like old-timey thing, looking card, piece of paper. I should have expected him to be standing behind her. What the fuck are they doing back? What? He's just gonna be like, yeah, it's cool, stay in our house. And then tell his wife? What the fuck? This seems awfully quick for them to be there in their funeral black attire. Like, didn't, like, dude just die? What is happening? Like, see, she said, like, a few hours ago. What? Where are all these people coming from? All, like, prepared. She literally just, what is happening? See, there things go, getting all decrepit again. These people showing up at her house, a couple trying to like get it on in her room. Now she's having one of her little moments and drinking the weird yellow powder stuff. It's got to be something to do with that and the crystal. He's like a writer, so I don't know. Says him like crafting a story with the crystal thingy. Just weird, odd shit. Like, makes me curious. All these people just now painting her. Some weird dream state, drug induced. Something. And then these things keep happening where she has to go into, like, homeowner mode or, you know, mothering mode, I guess. Cleaning up, drinks, broken glass. She's not getting time to digest what's going on, just kind of getting pushed through this insanity. Like, and then who's this fucking guy? Let's take a look. You've been doing this family forever. Go away. Hey, is that Stevie? She's pregnant? That's real fast. Oh, naked Javier Bardem. Not mad about that. Get started on the apocalypse. What? What'd I miss? All right, so she's dumping the weird yellow powder stuff. So, whatever it was, she can't take it if she's pregnant. So, yeah. All right, so now she's, like, pretty pregnant. So, we're assuming 8-9 months have passed. But, like, the way time passed with the whole, like, I guess, funeral, death of the son slash funeral in a day, I don't trust it. I don't trust that we've actually... 8-9 months have actually passed. Maybe this is like some sort of dream state of hers that she's in, and she was actually pregnant, and that's why in the beginning when she wasn't pregnant, she was having like those weird tummy things. What was that all about? With the burnt house and him looking all sooty and them holding hands and everything flourishing as she's reading his story. Like, is that part of his story that she was reading? Like, what is going on? I know. I should just shut up and watch the movie. See, how did his publisher already have read it if he, like, just finished it? Intriguing. See, now the blood is seeping through into the rug. But it's not on the floor. And yeah, let's put the baby's room where someone was murdered. There's no other room they could have used. Oh, she's all prettied up. Baking a pie? She's got like a nice gown on. See, here we go with weird shit going on again. Did he say every copy sold? So the book was already published? So they were celebrating, and now, like, people just partying in the front lawn. Weren't those all the same people from, like, the funeral thingy? Now the blood seeping through the carpet and the floorboards this time. Reality is very wonky in this movie. So he keeps calling her his goddess. The gown she's wearing right now is very kind of goddess-esque. Very beautiful. I like it a lot. Is she like his muse? She somehow contained somewhere for his benefit? Is that Kristen Wiig? Yeah. This is madness. He is kind of becoming like a cult leader in this weird whatever the hell is happening. Man, I thought the fans taking pictures with the weird blood hole was crazy. But ripping the phone right off the wall and shit, this is madness. Oh, that weird thing, womb, not womb thing, started cresting over. So the reality or the dream is breaking? I don't know. And the whole like marking with the ink and wow, shit escalates quickly. No. It's a mouse party. It's some dude doing pull-ups. It's just pure fucking anarchy. She just got pepper sprayed. He got super pepper sprayed. People are just destroying the house. There's a naked dude in the bathtub. Oh, no. Oh. Now what the hell? What is with the cages? What the fuck? What? What is he doing? Oof. She just keeps getting knocked around and she's like super pregnant and that just really bothers me. What the hell? Oh, damn. Oh, his face just... Yeah, what's happening? Oh, hell no. No, don't pass around the baby like that. Ah! Oh my God, no! No! Oh no! Oh no! What? Oh! Fuck no. Oh shit. Yep. Mhm. Oh no. Holy shit. Oh my fucking God. Oh no. Oh Jesus Christ. Yeah. Look what they did to you. Mm-mm. Ain't forgiving shit. Fuck that. Oh my God. Oh. Bleh. What That's the crystal thingy. It's her heart. What? Okay. Okay. Well. All right, let's see. That was an odd one, huh? Darren Aronofsky, totally makes sense. Okay. All right, let's see. I might need a moment. 'Cause like, what the fuck? Huh. All right, so like, he was some sort of eternal being. A creator of some kind. God, I don't know, probably not. And she is his muse in a sense, in that using her heart and kind of reduce, reuse, recycle and generating a new mother. Interesting. All right, well, that is a movie. I don't know how I feel about this one. All right. Well, let's go ahead and get started on this end of watch summary. All right. So we'll start with the IMDb information. So once again, the synopsis is a couple's relationship is tested when uninvited guests arrive at their home, disrupting their tranquil existence. I mean, yeah, I guess. Can you really call them a couple and... can you call that a relationship? I don't know. And absolutely uninvited guests. Like, holy shit, where the fuck did all these people come from? And disrupting their tranquil existence. Again, it didn't seem like she was happy there. But I guess by definition, it is where the house was, out in kind of like the middle of nowhere like that. That is very tranquil, very peaceful. So... all right, and this movie was written and directed by Darren Aronofsky. So, like I said, that explains a lot for me anyway. And I think I knew that when this movie first came out. And because I've seen a handful of his movies and I've enjoyed them, doesn't mean I necessarily understand what the fuck is going on. But I do find them very interesting and fascinating. And I know at the beginning of this watch, I was like, oh, it's 2 hours. Hopefully it doesn't feel like 2 hours. It really didn't for me because I'm just so confused throughout the whole thing that I'm so engaged in looking for the answers, the explanations, something to help everything make sense. So I don't have a problem with the runtime. Let's see. So again, it stars Jennifer Lawrence. And I love these character names, if you want to call them that, descriptors, I guess. Jennifer Lawrence as mother, Javier Bardem as him, Ed Harris as man, Michelle Pfeiffer as woman, Brian Gleason as younger brother, Domhnall Gleeson, oldest son, and many, 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 many more. But they're just, like, there's Defiler and Zealot and Pisser, so... love that. All right. And let's see. So it's currently available to rent a video on demand. So I don't see that it is streaming for free anywhere, like with a subscription. And let's see for library availability. It is available. It should be available at your local library. So make sure and check. Again, since this movie came out in 2017, our little library has it. So I'm sure many other libraries do as well. All right. So my general thoughts on this movie is, like, it's really interesting. It's as you could clearly tell, I was very confused, not understanding what in the fuck was going on, and this whole like weird passage, non-passage of time. He's clearly a creator, this world creator, clearly, because he uses her heart to rebuild every single time shit goes crazy and everything is destroyed. And he continues to do that until what? Until what is he looking to achieve? Is he looking to achieve that idolation without the destruction? Because good luck. Not with the human race. Find a different planet, maybe. That's not going to work. Sorry. And how many times has he gone through and with this cycle? How many mothers have there been? So the whole time I'm thinking like she, and I guess in a way it's kind of correct. She's not the muse per se, but definitely an inspiration of sorts to create these worlds. Her love for him, I think, is what helps build these worlds that he continues to create. And I liked that line where she said that he doesn't love her, but he loves how much she loved him. And the way that he just would continue to take and take and take until she had nothing left had a very like Giving Tree vibes in that moment. I'm not going to lie. So I'm like, oh, is this just an intense Giving Tree retelling? And maybe a little bit, but definitely, you know, we've got kind of these religious undertones. Are they undertones? I mean, I'm not a super religious person, so I don't know like the Bible and all of that kind of stuff. But after doing a quick Googling, it's like, yes, I can see him, Javier, him with a capital H, you know, being God, this mighty creator, creator of worlds, creator of earths, and many other religions have a God that they attribute to the God of creation, of creator of life and death. And then Ed Harris is Adam. And we don't get much about like that weird wound thing on his back or why he's all like hacking up lungs and shit. Or that, you know, like his whole like I'm dying thing. But he's Adam, right? And the weird thing on his rib thing is maybe where the rib was taken. Michelle Pfeiffer, that white gold, is clearly Eve. And which makes her character, I really like this version of Eve. And it might have a lot to do with Michelle Pfeiffer. But you kind of get the sense that maybe she's Eve, but also like the snake in kind of like slithering up the stairs into the office and eventually breaking the glass heart thing, apple, if you will, because it's her and Ed Harris. So Adam and Eve there. And they get kicked out. They get kicked out of this paradise, apparently, that Javier Bart was very excited to have them there. Mother, not so much. Maybe she could sense that they were going to bring on the destruction. She didn't trust them. Maybe it's kind of this deja vu type thing where she's like kind of been there, done that feeling, but not necessarily like recall specifically. And then the two sons killing each other. So Cain and Abel. And then from there, shit really escalates, right? Like she finally kind of like confronts him about her wanting to have a baby and he doesn't even want to fuck her. And then things got really kind of weird where she's not into it, and then she is into it, and then she instantly knows she's pregnant, and more weird passage of time, because I truly don't think an 8-9 month past time actually elapsed normally. And so she has the baby, and so she they fuck and whatever, and she's pregnant, and then he is just like inspired to write these stories, and they call him the poet kind of throughout, and all of a sudden more and more people are coming and worshiping him, and they're entering her home, and because he said that his home is their home, so like the churches, right, that's God's house and that's the people's house, right? And so he's just letting them in again, not letting her know about any of this. She's just kind of there, and all this insane shit happens around her, and she's not given any time to like react. She just kind of goes from one chaotic moment to the next. And there was a couple of times where it's like, I don't know, I kind of understand what that's like. Obviously not to that extent, but understanding that there's been times where crazy shit has happened, and in the sequence of events, everything happens so quickly that there might be two or three things that require an appropriate reaction or overreaction, but everything happens so fast that you can't. But you do kind of make a slight mental note, or you look at it quickly and acknowledge it. And it felt like she had some of those moments of like, that's fucked up and I need to address it, but I can't because there's some shit on fire over here. And that's got to be so dizzying. So yeah, so their house is like, her house is their house, and she's trying to kick them off because she's like, this is my house. I built it. I created it. It's mine. Get the fuck out of here. Understandable. It was weird too that people just started painting her house. So if her home is like, is the world, is Earth, then, and all these follower types, they represent humanity, and them just going in and starting to paint her home is us redesigning the earth, right? Like deforestation, construction, all of that kind of stuff. And she's like, knock it off. And I don't know, they stopped apparently, but we still have yet to learn. But everything clearly accelerates, clearly just shit hits the fan, and it's like, holy moly. He does kind of start bringing on some cult-like vibes with all these followers and with the ink, and they're like, oh, he blessed us, them again. And she's still very much like, get the fuck out of my house. And then through all of this, like, you know, she's like super pregnant. The whole like her being knocked around while being that pregnant made me really on edge. And I really did not care for that, just as much as I did not care for the death of the fucking baby. Oh, my God. That I was absolutely 1000% not prepared for that. And just to like to have it, to see it in the neck. And oh, God, no, thank you. Oh, I really did not like that part. No. Uh-uh. And then, so the baby, aside from all of that, the baby's Jesus, all right? So she is Mother Earth and also Mary. And because is the baby then Jesus and is like sacrifice for the human's sins? And like they are quite literally responsible for his death at that point. And then, you know, of his body and blood and whatnot, and the eating of the baby. No, not okay. Holy fuck. Oh, my God. So I am team stabby stabby in that moment. She can go around and cut all the motherfuckers that she wants because, yeah, the people ate her babies. It's not okay. Anyway. So then she decides it's just better to just burn it all to the fucking ground. I do not blame her. He's pleading with her and everything. And at the end, and she lights it all on fire and everything explodes and he's fine. And she's burnt to a crisp, but still like conscious and speaking. And more pieces kind of start to fill in the puzzle. But I don't know that I don't know if I feel like I have a completed puzzle. I feel like maybe I'm missing a few pieces yet. Because again, how many times has he gone through and created these worlds? How many mothers has he gone through? What does this movie mean? Is it just like just a Bible story through the eyes of Darren Aronofsky? Is it a commentary on how we will continue to, like, we will destroy everything to the point where we are going to be our own demise, and a greater creator is going to come in and just crumple us up like a rough draft of something and toss us in a wastebasket and start over? And then it makes you wonder, oh my God, how many times have we been started over? Maybe that's just me. But, I mean, maybe I'm trying to find more in this than there is. And it's not to say that all movies should have some sort of point or a message or anything, but I'm kind of struggling with the why for this movie. Why does it exist? Why did this need to be told in this way? It was like well made, and you know, we get a mostly naked Javier Bardem, so that's appreciated. Michelle Pfeiffer is amazing as always. I enjoy Ed Harris. I love seeing him. I just watched Downtown Owl, and he's in that, and I didn't know he was in that either. So that was kind of a nice little surprise. I do like Ed Harris. But like, what was the thing in the toilet? Was that just like another discarded heart that didn't get crystallized when the crystal shattered and he is gripping it and bleeding into it? Like, what the hell was that about? I get that maybe his office is kind of more of the Eden. That's where the crystal was. That's where, like, you know, the paradise, like, that's where no one was allowed without him kind of thing. And that's where man and woman, Ed and Michelle, snuck off to and ended up breaking the thing. Okay. And so he sealed it off. No one's allowed there anymore. What were with these, like, little trading card, like, photos of him? And then random house party. Everything becomes like a war zone. Again, is that because we as humans will escalate shit to that extreme? I don't know. Maybe there's probably much smarter people out there that are just like, oh no, it's this and this and blah, blah, blah. And that's great. And that's fine. But on the surface, this was a Bible story, a Bible retelling. A retelling of creation. Javier doesn't necessarily have to be a Christian God, but he seems like I said, I did a quick Google search, and there's many gods of creation across the spectrum of belief and faith and spirituality. So a bit of an amalgamation of all of them. She's Mother Earth, clearly. I just, like, is that it? Is that really what this movie is? Is it just that? Or like I said, is it some sort of like commentary on human nature? Which I don't hate that, but I guess, and I'd accept that. But I think maybe because I'm trying too hard to find a deeper meaning or connection in this, that it doesn't feel like it's enough. It's definitely one of those that is going to require another watch. Maybe, because my husband really likes, like, the movie Pi. Might be one of his favorite movies. But maybe I can rewatch this with hubby sometime. See what he thinks. Maybe he'll just see it for what it is, appreciate it for what it is, and not try and read too deeply into it like I'm trying to do at the moment. I wish I could stop that. All right. Well, I guess I guess that's going to kind of do it for me today. Let's take a look here at the ratings for this. I'm just kind of curious. All right, so IMDb has a 6.6 out of 10. Rotten Tomatoes has a 51%. Metacritic gives it a 76%. So it's kind of all over the board, isn't it? I want to be a part of this conversation. You know what? I don't want to be a part of this conversation anymore. You know, I think for now, I'm going to have to give this like a 6 on IMDb. I didn't hate it. I don't love it. I'm questioning its purpose. Which again, I probably just don't even need to do. The visuals were, they were nice. I enjoyed the cinematography, some of the shots. I liked how there's kind of like this whole creepiness to it I don't really want to say like a supernatural kind of element to it, but just because of the whole like bleeding floor thing. And then what was that? Just a stain on her home, a stain in her world, something that can never be forgotten and never taken back. I don't know. But I enjoyed the visuals. There's some weird, spooky shit that kind of happens that I did enjoy. The weird thing in the toilet kind of startled me because then it also like squirts blood. It's like, ew, that was gross. And I still don't know what the fuck that was. I like Jennifer Lawrence and, like I said, Javier Bardem. And, you know, so the cast, I like the cast, but I don't know. Maybe this one's not for me. Maybe because I'm not like a super religious person, I want there to be more than just the religious angle to this, a religious retelling. Because if it's just that, if it's just what it is, I think I'm disappointed. The 6.6 on IMDb makes sense to me. I'm going to have to follow up on some people, some other reviews and opinions from those that loved this movie so I can maybe see what it is that they loved, maybe pick up on anything or the lots of things I missed. So, and until I can do that, I think, yeah, a six seems reasonable. But yeah, maybe it'll go up from there after I kind of absorb a little bit more, try and see things from maybe a different perspective, let it all kind of marinate for a minute, but yeah, that's it. I think that's it for me. I don't really know what else to say to this movie. It was, I hope you enjoyed my Mother's Day pick. It was a choice. Maybe Mommy Dearest would have been better. Anyway, let me know what you thought of today's episode, or if you have suggestions on a future episode, you can send that to mystreamingbubble@gmail.com. And make sure you're following the podcasts. That's right. Two of them, obviously. This one, My Streaming Bubble. And you can follow me over there on Twitter @StreamingBubble. No my in that. Facebook, Instagram, and Threads as My Streaming Bubble. And you can listen on a podcast player near you. And then there's the other podcast, my monthly podcast that I co-host with Aaron from It's a Fandom Thing, where we test our twinningness. And to know what that is, you should probably take a listen. So you can listen on most podcast players, and you can follow us on Twitter @TwinItToWinPod, no second it in that. Facebook, Instagram, and Threads as TwinItToWinItPodcast. And if you have any movie suggestions for us, let us know. You can send messages to any of those socials. But All right. Yep, that's it. I'm done. Thank you all for listening and keep streaming. Bye.
If you're enjoying the podcast, here are a few ways to show your continued support, like rating and reviewing on a podcast player near you and sharing your favorite episodes with your friends, family, and mail carrier. If you're looking for merch, then stop by my Redbubble store where you can find and buy My Streaming Bubble stickers, hats, shirts, and more. You can also find me over at buymeacoffee.com and, well, buy me a coffee. Thank you for your continued support and keep streaming. Bye!